Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill Ripken, he is from the MLB Network. He's the analyst, also the author of a new book called The State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. And he is joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bill, how you doing today, buddy?
I am doing well, so I'm joining you on transportation mode here with the limo service. Class, style, and safety, I love it, and boats. This is a lot of fun for me today.
We're thinking a lot about summertime and the boys of summer, I'll tell you that right now, especially with snow sitting outside. So first and foremost, the book itself, The State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. Obviously, baseball has changed. We all know that. The way it's played, the way it was managed, they've changed the rules around a little bit. They're trying to speed up pace of play. So tell me about the book first and foremost, specifically what it's dealing with.
Well, I think in the world of the game has changed, it could be a yes and no. And I like to go and pick out the things that haven't. And my father used to say in a very old school way, you pitch it, hit it, catch it better than the other team, and you win. And I believe that that still holds very, very true in this situation. So I think in some cases, we can measure an awful lot of stuff. We've named things now that have been done for years, but now that since we've named them, there seems to be this connotation that they're brand spanking new. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the game overall, and I look at the old school Washington Nationals past year with their 3-4 hitters hitting in the 3-4 spot and doing damage, and Rendon leading the National League in RBIs, which I still very much count in my old school thought process. So I look at those guys and go, you know what? They pitched it better. They caught it better. They battled with two strikes. They got two out knocks. They even had sack flies to drive in runs, and they ended up winning. So I'm still holding on to the fact that it hasn't changed quite as much as everybody seems to think it has. I know terms are different. I know how we look at it, it might be a little different, but that winner on the field, I still think wins the same way that they won in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
The biggest number, I think, is that statistic, that analytic of balls put in play and the time between them. And that, you know, we're on pace to every year break record strikeouts, home runs, and it seems to be it's an all-or-nothing type of league, which some people say it's made it boring. How do you develop a player in this day and age of analytics under the old grip-it-and-rip-it policy?
Well, you hopefully understand that I do believe one of the things that the new school brought into this game that didn't make it better was the strikeout. Because there was a thought process that an out's an out. Doesn't matter what kind of out it is. And I just don't think that's the case. And we go to the Nationals, what they were able to do, putting the ball in play. We can talk about the Houston Astros in a different light a little bit later, but they got bounced from the playoffs in 16, put the ball in play more in 17, ended up winning it. The Boston Red Sox, very much so, stubborn, put the ball in play, ended up winning. And I believe the World Series winner before that was the Kansas City Royals. That was not a hit-the-ball-out-of-the-ballpark team in 2016 or 15 or whatever it was. They battled. They put the ball in play. So if you put the ball in play, things have a chance of happening in your favor. If you walk back to the dugout, you don't. So I think that we're starting to reexamine that, because an out is an out. I don't believe that holds true.
When we talk about analytics and how they have changed the game, it used to be, going by what you're talking about, and I agree to a certain extent, where, you know, sometimes it was a manager's feel, it was a gut, you know, how's a guy throwing, how's a guy hitting, where's his eye, what's he done? And today you've got a lot of general managers kind of pulling strings with analytical managers as to the matchups. They're just going by strictly numbers. Have managers, to a certain extent, lost the feel of the game because numbers now dictate?
You know, I don't know if they've lost the feel. I think what has changed a little bit is the amount of power that the manager might have. And if you're sitting there in a meeting and you're constantly hearing okay, can't go the third time through, can't go the third time through, can't go the third time through. And the people that are saying that are your bosses. If you get through down there in the dugout, my man goes through the lineup twice, and you're sitting, no matter how he's throwing, there's going to be that little doubt in his mind. And I still believe that you do need to see the information that's right in front of you. And that, to me, is every single game that's played over the 162. Information is being pelted into your forehead from what you're watching. One of the reasons I also put this book out there is I just felt like there was this notion over the past few years with all the talk about the new school was the old school guy just threw bats and balls out on the field and did nothing by plan. It was all by feel and gut. And I don't believe that. We've always used numbers. We've always used information. And how we use that information has a lot to do with what we're watching in any specific day. So I think there's a little bit of a misconception out there that old school guys, yeah, we're a bunch of big dummies and we just went out there and played and got our way through it. But we've always used numbers and information. Now there's more. I get it. But I think some of the new school thinking has to understand if you have a crusty dude, let's say Houston now, Dusty Baker is an old school guy. But if you give him information that's usable, he will use it. Now, he'll also tell you to get out of his office if he doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And then someone's going to misinterpret that as him being too rigid and set in his ways. But I think through his experience, you give him knowledge he can use. You give him information he's going to use. He will use it if it betters his team.
By the way, the game is called, or I should say the book is called State of Play, The Old School Guide to the New School Style of Baseball. We're sitting here talking to Bill Ripken, MLB Network analyst. Let me ask you this, because the Brewers have been a team that's been somewhat on the cutting edge with this openers and use of their bullpen and the way they use pitchers, just because they didn't have a ton of money to go out and buy a lot of pitching. The new rule this year that says you have to face a minimum of three batters, how much do you think that, one, that rule was put in place because of a team like the Milwaukee Brewers who has an opener that'll throw one batter and then they'll move on? Or how much do you think it's going to affect a team like the Milwaukee Brewers?
You know what? They're deep. And look, what's the saying about invention? It's the mother of necessity. And like you just said, okay, if you don't have necessarily the means to go out there and load up your starting pitchers, I applaud any team that's willing to be innovative and try things. This rule might not necessarily apply to the opener-type scenario as much as I think the commissioner's office in baseball was just tired of people going out there every pitch or every pitcher and making a change and was kind of slowing things down like that. So I think this thing's going to have some interest. I think it's going to add a little flavor and strategy to the game, so I'm okay with it. The one thing that I would question with Milwaukee doing, and I also question the Angels a little bit, you got a guy named Yelich, they got a guy named Trout, seem to predominantly hit in the two-hole lot. And I put a little chapter in the book saying, look, I understand why you want the guy hitting up in the order a little bit, but over the course of the season, it adds like 15 to 20 plate appearances during the course of the season. So more plate appearances for your better hitter. But I also like the fact that they're hitting three, and you just have some guys hitting 350 in front of them, or not hitting 350, on-base percentage of 350 in front of them, two guys. Now that increases their chances of hitting in the first inning because they're always going to hit in the first inning, hit in third. And you increase their chances 20-some percent or almost 20% of having at least a guy on base. So if you do that, I might have Yelich and Trout hitting in the first inning with a guy on second or a guy on first, and I hit a homer. Now I got two runs instead of one. So I know that's an RBI that seems to be frowned upon by the new school guys, but if you score first, you win like 66% of the time last year in 2019, and the best way to score first is put people on base in front of your best guy. So I start questioning a little bit of the lineup configuration on why some of these teams are looking at their best dude hitting in the two spot.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. I know you got to run. We'll catch you on the MLB Network as well. The book is called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. They can find it everywhere. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, man. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Bill Ripken from the MLB Network. You can find his book, The State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. It's out there at many of the different outlets. And just track it down for yourself. Just Google Bill Ripken, and you're going to find that there as well. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.